We've been talking a lot lately about discipline in schools. Over the last few weeks, we've spoken to psychologists, we've spoken to educators. Last week, we spoke to the Equal Education's law clinic about how schools and school governing bodies often bend the rules to get rid of learners who they say are problematic children. But there's also a case of when children are suspended from school. They will come back to school after a particular period of time. But what happens when they're not at school? How do they then learn? And a community project, an organization, and a man in Lavendale has, for the last 2 years and beyond, has been a regular on our show on Cape Talk, Mark Nicholson. He runs the Lavendale Football Club. He runs the Lavendale Soup Kitchen that for the last 2 years have been feeding hundreds of children a day throughout lockdown and beyond. And now he's also opened up a facility that says, suspended from school? You're having a tough time at school? Come spend time in our very modest clubhouse. Read, revise. Maybe we can even get in some tutor to help you. Mark Nicholson, thank you so much. You continue to do great work in Lavendale. But when did you realize that, look, we have a situation in Lavendale with plenty of suspended kids from school? A school may give him some material to take home with him, but there's no space for them to learn. When did you decide, let's open up the space so that suspended kids can school from school can come in, can learn, can revise, and, you know, as you do, also get a meal as well?
Good morning, Lester, and good morning to the listeners. At that point, about 3 months ago, I've been out of work for the past 3 or 4 months now, but I always used to see that these kids are roaming the streets in school clothing, and I questioned them about it, and some of them usually said that I was suspended from school because of fighting or because of drug abuse. And so I went and approached my primary school opposite my house, Hillwood Primary, and I went into partnership with them because I proposed to them that maybe these suspended children should, rather than come to my backyard at our feeding kitchen in our clubhouse, and then I can give them some sort of schooling, because why, we get the schoolwork brought to my house, and then the kids sit here, so we do like drug and violence prevention programs with them. Mm-hmm. And while we are busy having them here at during school hours. Mm-hmm. So we basically try to rehabilitate them to go back to school a better child, you know. And our children are suffering in silence, you know, mm-hmm. because of what's happening in their homes. And I don't want to keep speaking about COVID and that, but more drug abuse, more unemployment in the homes, you know, the parents take their stresses and strains out by these children. So they come to school and they take their stresses mm-hmm. out by the teachers, and obviously by at the learners as well.
So you're in touch with the schools in the area that says, look, there are kids that are coming to our clubhouse on a daily basis. What they would have learnt in school, could we please have those class sheets, some of the readings, and we'll help out here?
Yes, definitely. Yes, we are doing it voluntarily, myself and then a very good friend of mine, also a mom who's unemployed, Monique. Monique Adonis, and then we've got a friend of mine of Second Chance Outreach, which is a drug and rehabilitation center that is running. And then obviously my wife. So we've also gone the extra mile. I'm now doing motivational speeches in schools, speaking about bullying, about drug prevention, about violence, because these are all things that I went through as a child. You know, I was bullied from the age of 6 till about 13 years old. I was bullied at school, you know, at primary school. So I can speak and relate to what these children are going through. Mm. Currently we've got 6 children here at my place. Mm. 3 are grade 7 and then 3 are grade 3s. The grade 3s, they've been fighting. So we just try to do as much as possible for them also.
If you're labeled a naughty lighty, a naughty kid, when you come back from suspension, there's obviously a mark on your name. There's a cloud over your head, and very often, this is something that I've experienced, you come back with the teachers, the principal, treating you differently, and you know they're not going to be as as helpful to, you know, yes, to ensure your development. They're going to treat you like they treated you before you were suspended. Yes. So you're as good as leaving school, because if you return, you're still going to have this mark over your head.
That's correct, yeah. And that is, at some stage, that's a stigma attached to our children being suspended. So in our program that we're running, we usually give a report back, and then on this report, it is noted actually at the bottom that the child should now not be labeled as to what happened to that, what the child did at school previously. The child should be given a second chance always in everything. So we note that on the report that we give back to the schools, because why they basically it gets noted that the child was suspended due to fighting, the child was suspended due to reeking of marijuana, and that, and that is now something that has jumped up a lot now as well in the programs that we are running.
And then it's a slippery slope, all of a sudden branded a naughty kid, and all of a sudden you find then your space, your place to express yourself, not at school, it's with inappropriate and antisocial people. Mark Nicholson, Lavendale, always doing great work. Cedric, I see you. Just having a quick break. We'll be back after this.